Friends, tonight's Mass is all about your feet. Now, I've got to prove that, I think. So stick with me for a while. Because the washing of the feet is not just the central symbol of this liturgy and the one that makes it so prominent. But feet, it seems to me, are an incredible metaphor for what the Lord is asking us to surrender to Him more tonight. Because on the one hand, our feet are an incredible metaphor for our self-reliance. Our feet are a metaphor for our mobility, for our independence, for, in a certain sense, doing things our own way. Right? If you've ever watched, certainly parents have, but even observers like myself, you watch those moments when a little child gets the first inkling of walking. It's the scariest day in a parent's life, right? Right after the day they start crawling, the day they start walking is a horrific day. Right? But you can almost see on the toddler's face, it's like the same look that the freshman in college has on their face when they leave their parents' car, right, to go up to the dorm room. It's like the feeling of absolute freedom and liberation, right? You can see it on the little child's face. We don't change much from 1 to 18, you know, or beyond. But our ability to walk, our ability to be mobile, is an incredible metaphor for our ability to do things on our own. This is why we sympathize so much and have such great admiration for those who have a particular disability in this area. Because we know someone that's consigned to a wheelchair, how difficult that is. Because precisely it inhibits your ability to do your own thing. And so on the one hand, our feet are a sign of all the things we can do on our own. And in that sense, they can actually become a metaphor for our own pride, our self-reliance, the fact that we may not need God and others to do it our own way. But on the other end of the spectrum, our feet are an incredible metaphor for our vulnerability. Our feet are a source of embarrassment, generally speaking. Like, generally speaking, no one gets too excited about the washing of feet. Right? Like, did any of you, like, were you just thrilled? Like, this was the highlight. Michael? But you're thrilled about everything. He's too happy. There's something wrong with this guy. But generally speaking, like, our feet are not something we sort of prop up and something we boast about generally. Like, we don't have feet envy generally, right? This is not a thing. My feet are so bad, just to be self-revealing a little bit. Now, you can't, when I start wearing sandals this summer, you can't look. My mom always says when we're on vacation, she says, no one in their right mind would give you a pedicure. No one in their right mind would give you a pedicure. But feet then become, on that end of the spectrum, feet become a metaphor for that which we're embarrassed about. That which we conceal. That which we hide from others. That which makes us vulnerable and a little uncomfortable about ourselves. So friends, from this perspective, on these two ends of the spectrum, this night is about giving God both of those. The feet as an expression of our self-reliance and pride, our willingness to do our own thing. And on the other hand, the feet as an expression of our vulnerability, of our embarrassing parts of us, of those deep parts of us that we're embarrassed to tell people about, those terrible thoughts that we have every once in a while, the parts of our past that we would rather have no one know about. All of those vulnerable, embarrassing parts, we give to the Lord. We say, Lord, I give you these. In giving you my feet to be washed, I give you every part of me that I want to conceal and hide from you and others. And I ask that you build me up. On the other hand, we've got to give God the areas where we're self-reliant and where we seek control. We've got to give God those areas because God can do more with our strengths for His purposes than we can ever do on our own with our own ego. That God can take our desire for independence and self-reliance and self-sufficiency and channel those and direct those precisely to where they need to go and not where we want them to be to build up our ego. And so, friends, the call tonight is to give God our self-reliance and our vulnerability. The areas where we feel strong and the areas where we feel weak. And our feet represent both. The bending low of the washing of feet is a great metaphor, in fact, for everything Jesus means to us. Right? Jesus bends low in coming to earth to live among us. Jesus bends low to die for our sins and to be seen as a criminal. God bends low in coming to us tonight in a small little wafer. He hides and conceals His strength in order to be present to us in the most humblest of forms. Jesus bends low tonight in the washing of the feet and in the Eucharist precisely so that we can bend low and be willing to give Him everything about us. To not hide our strengths because we think we can do it alone, to hide them from God, and not to hide the areas of our embarrassment and our vulnerability and weakness from Him either. He wants it all, and that's what we come here to celebrate tonight. And so, whether we love our feet and we love the mobility they give us, whether we're embarrassed about our feet, God tonight wants all of you. God tonight, Jesus tonight wants all of us, including even our feet.